Hello, my name is Bo Zhang Zhao, a current international student at Cascadia College. This podcast is a study in contemporary problem in inequality of wealth distribution with the respect of changes in marriage and family in China. This is for a anthropology class at Cascadia College. And all the materials are cited or with consent. In 2016, China has opened two-child policy to allow Chinese family have more than one child in the family, with the purpose of easing the negative effect of aging that is going to happen from 2021 to 2030. It was predicted that a quarter of China's population will be over 60 in 2030, compared with about 60%, 16% in 2015. The expectation of Chinese government was an increase in newborn, but the actual number was far less than their goal. The consequence that China might be facing is a shortage in work groups to support this gigantic structure. There might be a lack of workers to provide service when there are more demand. So what has changed? I asked a 18-year-old Chinese international student about how she thinks about marriage and family.
I think marriage is the kind of bonding that connects people together under law. You would have to live with your significant other forever, and you need to have children just like my parents. Which is something I do not want because I do not want to have a baby and living with the same person for the rest of my life.
This is quite different with how Law Dictionary defines them. According to Black's Law Dictionary, marriage is defined as a distinguished form of the agreement to marriage and from the act of becoming married. It's the civil status of one man and one woman united in law for life. And family is a collective body of persons who live in one house and under one head or management. It was developed on their understanding in terms of concept in family and marriage, which resemble to the society and how society values. Based on a study on heterogeneity in Chinese marriage, both men and women with higher education postpone their marriage, and the men with no education have lowers the hazard of marriage. Does this mean marriage depends on knowledge? No. It is because the living cost for people who have little education and raising a child, people would get married or cohabitate with each other in order to save money. And for those who have received a higher education, they are facing another concern, whether or not they can provide their children a quality life. For most of people, the answer is no. They have not yet capable of until they are successful enough, which is quite contrary to the mindset that many older Chinese people may have about having someone to take care of you when you are old. Overall, this is the direct result from what the society values and how social construction works in China. People values capitals, they need money to support them, and the living costs are growing for many general population. In the end, they cannot afford to live or even to have a children. For them, they have no little choice but to have hope on their offspring. And for those who have higher education, they have a better understanding of how things work in China, so they decide to wait, to postpone their marriage, to have a children when they are successful, to guarantee that their children would not experience the similar thing they have gone through in their life. I hope this will restore attention, and thanks for listening.